Have you decided to take back your support of him as the nominee?
No, we have made no decision about any of that kind of stuff. I've been very public about saying that there will be no repercussions from anyone who feels like they need to withdraw their support or endorsement of Mr. Trump. We saw our governor today come out and say that he, in fact, won't vote for Donald Trump. In life, you get few opportunities to have second chances. You usually don't get a third. And he's got 90 minutes on live television to convince the American public that he is, in fact, a changed person, as he says he is, from the person who would have made those kinds of vile comments 10 years ago or more. And that's going to be a very difficult thing to do, but we'll see if he's up to the task.
You're using some really strong language here, so I'm wondering, why not pull back your support of him as the nominee?
I am a big believer in second chances, and I want to see what he does in the debate, but I think the debate is everything. And look, Karen, you and almost everyone else who's come in contact with me or read anything that I've said or listened to interviews of me over the course of the past year or maybe more knows exactly where I was during the primaries, who I wanted our nominee to be, and the kind of campaign that I was proud to be part of and wanted to run. And this isn't that. But that also isn't the way that our party decided. You know, Ohio clearly went for Governor Kasich, and we were proud to help deliver our electoral votes to Governor Kasich. But the majority of delegates went for Donald Trump, and he's our nominee. Now, unless he withdraws his candidacy, he is going to continue to be our nominee. We understand that that's at least still a possibility. I don't know how strong of a possibility that is. He has come out today and said that he will, in fact, not do that. But that would be the only way right now that he would end up not being our nominee. So we'll see where this all leads.
If you don't hear what you want to hear from Donald Trump tomorrow night, would you pull your endorsement?
It's so hard to get into hypotheticals, Karen. It's just one of those things where it's put so many people in such a difficult and precarious spot. And you really have to think about how you want your family to feel. I have a 5-year-old daughter. She's autistic. You hear about some of the things that have been said, that he said about his own daughter. That are difficult to embrace when you want your daughter to feel proud of you. And so, look, sometimes it's been a little lonely out there, Karen. I've been one of the voices, as you know. I haven't been quiet. I haven't been sitting back when these issues come up and I disagree with folks in my own party. I speak out, and I've continued to do that. I've spoken with Mr. Trump directly. I've met with him. I've spoken on the phone with him many times. But now we're talking about things that are coming out that were said well before he and I ever began to talk. And it does speak to a level of comfort with a candidate moving forward, and I think we're just going to have to assess that. First things first. Let's see what happens tomorrow night. I think he's got 90 minutes to convince Americans that he is really a changed person, and we'll see what Donald Trump shows up tomorrow night. And if he's able to do that, then perhaps we can move forward.